Welcome back, everybody. Dueling Tangents. Luke and Brian.
That is us.
Us.
I love you sneaking in the Step Brothers reference there in that last segment, too.
That's
you
good.
You thought I'd miss it, but I caught it.
Your fault.
It is absolutely 150%.
Literally,
Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty's fault.
The committee going through the LAB report over and over again, every single time was rinse and repeat this exact thing. Here's the recommendation you should have done. Why didn't you do it? We tried to do it, but couldn't because the GOP stopped us back 10 years ago.
5 years ago.
Five years ago.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because granted, 10 years ago, it was still the Wisconsin Government Accountability Board.
Yeah.
So this is a new creation of theirs, and relatively speaking, the Wisconsin Elections Commission and the way that elections were administered in 2020 and in 2018 and in 2016 was completely the design of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Yeah.
It was all theirs. They had complete control of the government. They designed the system.
Yes.
And now they want to complain and cry about that system they created because it resulted in Joe Biden winning in 2020. It resulted in them losing every single statewide office on the ballot in 2018.
Yes.
They're losers, and they're crying about it.
Yes.
And they're disappointed that the system they constructed failed them.
You know what's even dumber about this party is that they run on distrust of government, yet they controlled all the levers of government
every
up until
aspect.
About 2 years ago.
Every aspect.
And they complain that the government doesn't work, but they're in control of the freaking government.
Whoever's in charge.
Oh, man, should talk to you. Were in charge.
Bring me the manager.
Why wasn't this working? Well, you shut it down.
You made sure that it didn't work.
Well, you should have made it better. Well, I did, and you said no, so we stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important to note as well, earlier this week, State Representative Joe Sanfilippo started circulating a resolution, I believe. It was not actually legislation because they know if they send it to Governor Evers' desk, he's not going to sign it. So it's a resolution. It's got very little standing or teeth or anything, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't do anything except virtue signal. And so Sanfilippo put this out, forcefully urging 5 out of the 6, not all 6, 5 out of the 6 of the commissioners on the Wisconsin Elections Commission to resign, as along with the administrator for the commission, Megan Wolf. And he's urging them to resign because of the big lie that groups like the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty over the last 10 months, 12 months, it's longer than a year now. They've been propagating this big lie for more than a year. And Will comes out with a report this week saying, oh, we found no widespread fraud. The Legislative Audit Bureau updated they got to see Madison's ballots and voting machines at the end of last month. They included it into the audit update and said it was all good. Everything was above board. They submitted that into the final record. That is on the state record. And still this week, Sanfilippo is putting this resolution forward to urge the Wisconsin Elections Commissioners to resign. But not all of them. Bob Spindell can stay. Bob Spindell, the individual that signed up as a false elector, stating that Donald Trump won the election in 2020 in Wisconsin, the one that actually committed voter fraud, he's good.
Even though he had voted with the rest of his board,
it was
on most of the problems.
The main reason they're calling on them to resign, the instance in Racine saying that they didn't send in special voting deputies into Wisconsin nursing homes, that is the basis for why they are calling on these 5 commissioners to resign. But initially, that was a 6-0 vote. And Spindell voted in favor of not sending them in because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Again, we still did not receive any legislative guidelines or anything from the Wisconsin legislature because Robin Voss couldn't be bothered for a question like that in the midst of a re-election year, in the midst of the worst pandemic that we've seen in a century. No, we can't give you guidelines on how to run an election. But then we're going to cry about it when we lose, and we're going to talk about it from here until kingdom come.
It's
ridiculous.
It's great.
Brian.
This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is also Patrick Marley's coverage of Will's report. I'm going to read further down the piece. No signs of fraud. The report found, quote, there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud as the term is typically defined. However, Will concluded fraud may be more difficult to identify because clerks around the state did not follow the same procedures. Oh, my. If only you had a chance to go and put those procedures in place.
If only you just rebuilt all of the election procedures in the state within the last 5 years. If only that had happened.
If only that had happened.
Oh, wait.
You did. Will's team examined about 20,000 ballots and found no signs the ballots were fraudulent or miscounted. Not even an ounce of bamboo. In Milwaukee and elsewhere, there was not a mismatch between the number of people listed as voting and the ballots that were counted. Put simply, there was no unexplained, quote, ballot dump. So anybody talking about ballot dumping, you can go F yourself. Because you're wrong.
That's
again.
That's what Marley said in the piece?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Adding that in.
That was the Brian Kelly special editorial piece.
By the way, I've been experiencing an incredible bit of nausea lately, and it's making me a little bit on edge, which may be why you're hearing it in my voice. Also, the complete and utter fabrication of a political party that is the Republican Party, thinking that they actually have any sort of ideas or solutions or literally anything to do with governance whatsoever is really something that puts me on edge, I'd say.
Yeah, it gets my blood boiling.
If you put out a crappy product, right? If you consistently put out a crappy product, you change the marketing, you attack your competitors, you do everything besides changing your crappy product, at the end of the day, you still have a crappy product. And that's what the Republicans have done. They have left themselves with a crappy product. I haven't seen an idea come out with them. Someone went out there and I saw a meme on one of the conservative idiots that pops up on my page every now and then, one of the meme shares. It had, you know, poverty over here on one side and like a poor area. Like, and then on the right side was like a rich area. And that's where the Democrat voters and where the Democrat legislators live. Ha, ha, ha. And it was trying to say that Democratic policies are, you know, don't really help the people that, you know, that are poor. And I said, well, can you name any Republican proposal that has ever directly affected any of those people on the left whatsoever?
Tax cuts, Brian.
Haven't heard a response whatsoever. These
what?
People are on top of me and will lie about things just to go and get back at me for saying something. Crickets. Not even one of them can come up with a thing. They don't have any ideas. All they have is a bunch of crazy, stupid marketing ideas. They're basically AT&T. That's what I'm saying. They're AT&T. They have done nothing to improve their product or customer service whatsoever. They have only done things to go end around and end around and end around and end around. And none of it makes any sense.
Strange correlation. I think AT&T is one of the top contributors to all the Republicans that voted in the insurrection. All the corporations said, oh, we're not going to donate to those campaigns anymore. Uh-huh. AT&T is like the number one person that is.
Well, when you have a crappy product and you have no desire to go and make it better, you have to find other ways to go and do things. That's pretty much the entire Trump way. He's never actually had a product. He just goes and does end-arounds to go and figure out how to BS money out of you idiots. Hey, everybody, come back with us tomorrow. Dueling Tangents is almost done. I was wrong.